This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Tri-C's Jazz Fest has grown from a small festival aimed at teaching students into a year-round series. On this week's Shuffle, I explore Jazz Fest's 40th anniversary celebration. If we're talking Jazz Fest, you want to hear from Terry Pontremoli.
I am the director of Tri-C Jazz Fest Cleveland. One of my first Jazz Fest memories was when we presented Ella Fitzgerald. She was really not in good health, and we were really worried about her. She showed up at the airport and we were like, holy moly, are we gonna really do this? And when she got on stage, it was like 40 years melted away. She was so vital and so strong.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see.
And she came on for, I don't know, 5 encores, I believe. The audience just wouldn't let her go. It turned out that was one of her last performances in her life. So that's a really vivid memory to me. I get goosebumps when I just think about it.
What have the past 40 years been like for this festival?
The festival has gone through a lot of iterations and a lot of changes. When it started, it was 2 days, and it was mostly educational. High school kids would come from all over the place to play for a couple of national artists like Clark Terry or somebody wonderful like that. And then they would play all day, or there'd be clinics and workshops, and then in the evening there would be a concert. And it went from that to, it burgeoned into a 10-day thing, and with more concerts at Playhouse Square, concerts in the community like at Caramu House and East Cleveland Public Library. And now we're doing jazz all year. I wish we were called Jazz at Tri-C, like Jazz at Lincoln Center. And then we culminate in this summer destination event, which was the next great move, I think, for the festival, because now people can come from far and wide and spend a whole weekend and immerse themselves in these concerts. And the concerts are carefully curated, so you're not seeing something that everybody sees, anywhere. And we get to use all the beautiful theaters at Playhouse Square, which I think sets our festival apart. This year there's some very special one-offs that you'll never see again. One is a tribute to Tad Dameron, and Tad is a Clevelander, so it's wonderful for us to celebrate his music, which is glorious. And Tad was an unsung musical hero, and the people who loved Tad were the musicians, the Dexter Gordons, the Benny Golsons, the Dizzys, who talked about Tad with such reverence. And there's very few books about him. He lived a short and rather tragic life, but he wrote wonderful music. So I thought, how do we honor him in the most delicious way? And I thought, I want the best arranger I could find and the best big band I could find. And that's John Clayton and the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. And the best singer I could find, who I think is Diane Reeves. So they're gonna do this music, and if you've heard Diane Reeves, you've heard her do all kinds of material, but you haven't heard her do Tad Dameron.
Recently, the community lost the great Dr. John. He performed at the Jazz Fest a few times. What do you remember about him and his music?
He lived an outrageous life. He was outrageous and funny. When Dr. John would write a text, it was just exactly the way he talked. So it was made up words and spellings. It was just great. But he always brought it, That guy brought that New Orleans, that soul, that just deep down genuine grit that was so awesome. So every time that he came, he was a hit. Every time, every time. Yeah, he will be missed.
That's Jazz Fest director Terry Pontremoli. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.